You're listening to EAA Radio. I'm Farid Guillot. Fuel Venture is a competition that challenges home builders to get the best fuel efficiencies from their aircraft. The competition will take place once again this month at the Copper State Fly-In. I talked with Fuel Venture founder Bruce Vinola about why he started this particular fuel efficiency contest.
Because of the concerns about carbon emissions and knowing that the general public knew some of the mileage numbers of some of our general aviation fleet, that there might be a huge risk of the public not liking our airplanes and wanting to see them go away. And so I thought that one of the main reasons why I built my home-built airplane, I built a Burt Rutan style called an E-Racer, was that my previous airplane only got about 15 miles to the gallon, and that my E-Racer can double that. And so I wanted to make sure that we did our best job of putting our best foot forward, showing that that especially the experimental fleet is part of the solution to this issue, as opposed to being part of the problem.
There has been a lot of discussion about the replacement to 100 low lead, but this particular competition is about getting the best efficiency out of the current fuels that we use right now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And that as we learn more and more about how to use good ignition systems, good fuel systems, that leaves us more prepared for adaptation to things like changes in our fuel and that sort of thing. That if we're good at experimenting and we're good at improving, that as these things change, we just adapt.
Where are the efficiencies? Where can they be had on today's current airplane?
Before, in the past, we always look at safety being the greatest thing, and that experimenting with more efficient forms of ignitions, you know, in other words, going from magnetos, which are, you know, basically a self-contained ignition source, and that it has it's very simple, and that you have two of them on your engine, and that so if one fails, you still continue to fly. That there was a lot of consternation about messing with this, but of course the experimenters, especially like light-speed engineering and I think electro-air, using automotive technology and adapting it to the aircraft engines, that we've actually seen huge improvements, especially at high altitude and part throttle operation, where we're seeing improvements of 10 and 20% on horsepower versus fuel consumed. So also with fuel injection, and there are people working with electronic fuel injection. We see also adaptations of automotive engines in a lot of these aircraft, and utilizing the best automotive technology for improving efficiencies.
What are some of the best efficiencies that you've seen, at least innovations from the participants?
We started out with kind of a friendly thing off of the Kennard Aviators list server, and we got to discussing this, and so we did the first one at Meadow Lake Airport, and invited just basically word of mouth and on the internet. And so we had about a field of 15 airplanes show up. But what we did is the first competition, we actually had one person break 66 miles to gallon in a Rutan Very Easy. He did the course at about 140 miles an hour. And then at the Copper State competition, we actually incorporated Comparative Aircraft Fuel Efficiency Foundation, the CAFE Foundation, using their formula, which actually combines miles per gallon plus speed plus passenger utility into kind of a computation of best utility and efficiency. And so anyway, and that we had faster speeds. So Klaus Savier, in his Very Easy, got over 60 miles to the gallon at over 160 miles an hour. And so we're talking people that are getting efficiency numbers better than a Toyota Prius, and going much faster and going much more directly.
How does the competition work?
The way we determine how much fuel you use, instead of do, is we weigh the aircraft before, and then Saturday morning we take off, fly the course, come back and weigh the aircraft again, and then the difference is the amount of fuel burned, looking at fuel being about 6 gallons 6 pounds a gallon. And then that's computed, and where we have two sets of awards. One is from pure miles per gallon for the people that just say, hey, I want to show how efficient my airplane is. And the other one is using the CAFE formula, which shows, again, miles per gallon, speed, and passenger payload. And actually, an aircraft that does good and does well in one category will also do very well in the other category. But some people going for the pure miles per gallon will go much closer to the minimum speed on the course, which we have 120 miles an hour for time constraints. And that, we will have three different weight classes and also three awards per weight class for miles per gallon for second and third, for the CAFE number. Also new for this year, we also have a separate class for the RV aircraft. Three awards for miles per gallon and three awards for the CAFE. We also have an award for best overall miles per gallon of all weight classes and best overall CAFE score. So if you have an airplane that's good efficiency but has a good passenger quotient, you might walk away with that CAFE.
Any plans to take the fuel efficiency information you learn from these competitions and turn that into meaningful improvements, say, on a production line or...
The idea, I think, is these kinds of things, the beautiful part that I've seen about this kind of competition is that it's a very friendly competition and a very open competition, and people have been sharing this information. And so as you know, these numbers up on efficiency have improved, just like with the Very Easy, when it first came out, the numbers... you know, we're talking about fuel efficiency numbers that were just a little over 30 miles to the gallon in speeds that weren't that impressive. And now you're seeing just huge improvements. And Gary Hursler, one of our people that's on this, in the leadership of Fuel Venture, he owns two FAI world records for non-refueled distance for the 500 kilogram or less weight class. He openly shared what he does, and with seminars that we've had at Oshkosh and also at Copper State, and that he shares that openly. And that if somebody chooses to use this in a production aircraft, that moves forward. You start to see that also that I think the laser ignitions for the certified craft are starting to incorporate variable timing in their production magnetos and ignition systems. So you're starting to see what has been pioneered in the experimental group and is shared with the certified.
Well, Bruce, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.